Good afternoon and welcome to Doug Jenner's wrap at the end of the first session, day four, Swalik Stadium in Cardiff. Now, things have been going quite well, you would imagine, from an Australian perspective, but have they? We've been getting a flurry of calls in here asking why haven't the Australian batsmen pushed on? Five wickets in hand, 100-run lead, and still we're pushing it around like Jeff Boycott. I was lucky enough to run into that ex-Australian cricketer Jason Gillespie in the lunch break, and I put the question to him, and his answer I found less than satisfactory, and he was talking about the fact that we have the last of Australia's recognised batsmen at the crease. Now, anybody who's been following the game for more than a year or two will know that Mitchell Johnson and indeed Nathan Horowitz are more than capable of swinging the bat about and knocking up an extra 50. And the aim now, surely, from the Australian point of view, should be to score in excess of 600 to set a lead of around about 200 and then look to bowl England out with a day and as much of remaining as possible, maybe two sessions. I think the aim, from what I can gather, from what Gillespie was saying to me, looks like they're going to try and bat through to tee and give themselves a day and a session from there. Let's see how it goes. I remain to be convinced, but at least the weather's holding off. We're having a wonderful day, and it's a fabulous stadium here in the Swalik Stadium, Cardiff. Doug Jenner, the Ashes wrap, lunchtime, day four.
Richard.